dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone, and Happy New Year. It is time for another edition of The Doug and Danny Show, the first of 2010. The first thing I noticed, Derek, we got a bigger calendar for 2010. Does that mean bigger things?
That's a daddy-sized calendar, and it does indeed mean bigger things this year.
Oh, and you know the best thing about starting 2010, Daddy not with us today. Chris Basnett from the Kearney Hub is going to fill in a couple of times this week or so, he's told me. Morning.
Morning. How's it going?
Well, it's going good. But you know what? I just can't shake football stuff, and we'll get to that in a moment. But there's breaking news. Breaking news just down from ESPN. And we turn to our NBA, NHL, World Cup soccer, poker, and Buffalo Bills expert, Derek.
Basically everything that no one else on the show cares about.
That's pretty much right. Derek?
Yeah, the entire Bills staff fired. Interim coach Perry Fuel out. Everyone else out. So
the Buffalo Bills are starting completely fresh.
I'm expecting a call sometime today from Buffalo.
Can I be the special teams coordinator?
You can indeed. They need help everywhere.
A lot of people call me special. So I think I'd be good.
They hammered the Colts second stringers yesterday, won a big game, and then everybody out today. But that was kind of, I think everybody saw that coming around.
Did you just say they won a big game yesterday?
Yeah, no, they won big as well. Won big against the second string.
Here's what I want to let you know. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That's the phone number for the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to give you a chance to win Harlem Globetrotter tickets today. Also, if you'd like to talk about anything over the weekend, NFL, college football, which we're going to do, and we're getting back in. The Storm played, UNK played, Hastings played, the Huskers played. We'll go over all of that. And the email address to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, spell out the word and, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. I just can't shake football, though. I can't shake it. I can't shake it.
This guy stands all over you and ain't letting go.
He gets the snap, looks right, throws right, fade better down a far boundary. The pass is going to be intercepted. Matt O'Hanlon at the 40. O'Hanlon tiptoes his way. 35. Cutting back to the middle of the field. 30. Now angling back to the far sideline. 20. 15. 10. He is going to be ridden down from behind at the 6-yard line. Matt O'Hanlon, his sixth INT of the year.
High formation. Sues the fullback. Hill of the deep back. Second and goal from the 4. Lee turns, takes a handoff, holds, rolls the pocket. Zach's going to scramble, fighting for the end zone. Dives, touchdown, Nebraska. Zach Lee scrambles in there from 4 yards out, and the Huskers have taken a 6-0 lead.
This is going to be a 47-yard attempt for Alex Henry. Has made more field goals in one season than any other Husker kicker. The kick is sailing towards the upright, and the kick is good, and Nebraska has a 2-score lead. Kreiner in motion, and they hand it off to Kreiner. A little end around at 40. A tackle by Matt. Knocks him down after only a 1-yard gain. That was like a missile coming up the field and O'Hanlon to make that play. Here's a direct snap back to Burkhead on the Wildcat. 20, 25, 30. Burkhead to the 40. Burkhead up to near midfield. Finally knocked down by Robert Golden. Play clock down to 5. Zach gets the snap. Holding. Has time. Throws over the middle. Pass caught. Burkhead. Ball 10. Now down to 5-yard line. They're going to go with the Wildcat formation again with Burkhead ready to take the direct snap. He takes a snap, rolls off the right side, touchdown, Nebraska, Rex Burkhead. Burkhead goes in, the Huskers score 6 more points, it's 16-0.
Second and 10 for the 20. Foles gets a snap, a little shovel pass, Huskers covered, knocking down as Jared Crick body slams him back along with Phil Dillard. No gain, it'll be third and 10. Alex has made one at 50 yards this year. He's got two of these in his career from right at 50 yards. Ball in the far hash, snap down, the kick is sailing on its way, and the kick is good. He knocked it in there from 50 yards out. It's 20-0. Huskers. This is going to be about a 41-yarder. PJ Mangieri to snap it back. Brent Mayer to put it down. The snap is down. Henry's kick is on the way, and it is up, and it is good. And the Huskers stretch their lead to 23-0. Ball to five. This is going to be about a 22-yard attempt right in the middle of the field. 3 of 3 in the game. Snap down. A kick is on its way. A kick is good. Alex Henry stretches the lead to 26-0. 3rd and 10 from the 25. Zach in the shotgun. Gets the snap. Arizona comes on a blitz. He holds, throws it downfield, looking for Niles. Ball's got him out there, makes a catch. He's gone. 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Yes! Touchdown, Nebraska. 4th and 3 from the Husker 8. 1:41 to go in the game. Trips to the far side. Husker showing blitz. Foles gets hit. Knocked down. Knocked down by P.J. Smith. And the Huskers have stopped Arizona, and they're going to get this shutout. 20 seconds left, and Nebraska will not even need to snap it again. And the Huskers are going to finish the year with a 10-win season. Very impressive win over Arizona. And this team now is really going to launch themselves into 2010 with a great deal of momentum.
I want to thank all our great fans. First of all, thanks for coming out and supporting us. Thank you very much. It's a great group of kids, and I just want to say Nebraska's back and we're here to stay.
Yeah!
Oh, my God, Huskers!
Yeah!
Oh! Oh! Big Red!
Oh, God.
Man, I need a towel.
Man, I think I just shot snot out of my nose.
I need a towel.
Oh.
Clean up on aisle 5.
Oh.
You okay?
What do you think? Nebraska's back and ain't going anywhere? Your thoughts?
11.
React!
they look pretty good. I mean...
Well, they looked outstanding.
Obviously, Arizona didn't show up, but, you know, they look good, and there's a lot of hope for the future if the offense can continue to improve like it did in that game.
We've only had one show since the Holiday Bowl, so still a little bit of reaction if you'd like to, now that it's sunk in a little bit, and maybe you've, as the listeners, have quit running down the street with their shirts off, which in some cases was kind of cool. But 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776 with the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's going to be a while before I get a hands on what kind of team we're going to have. And again, since I nailed this season, perfect record.
Obviously.
Exactly what I've said would happen.
Duh.
Record-wise. Mm-hmm. Not, you know, nobody said Iowa State was going to beat us. But, you know, I'd like to think I've been pretty good here the last couple of years, hands-on what's going on.
Smart man.
As opposed to the other guy that's usually here.
Uh-huh. Dumb man.
Right now, my gut feeling says that Nebraska, well, they can't, I don't know how they can be better on defense. You've got the best player in the country, and you lose him, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you can't be better on defense. You can be close to as good, which is going to be good enough.
Still pretty good.
And the offense, if healthy, this is all like what we saw against Arizona. Everybody healthy, everybody back, guys coming in, and we know that that's not always going to be the case. I think we're again in a situation, I thought this year we could be a better football team, but the record would be near the same because the competition would be tougher.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, the way the schedule sets up, I think we could be the same type of football team, only have a better record because of the way the schedule sets up. That's just the way I think this first show of 2010 about Nebraska football.
Mark it down. I think you're right. Obviously, Texas is coming to Lincoln. They're going to be rebuilding. Oklahoma is going to be rebuilding. Some of these teams that have been powers, like you said, they're going to be down a little bit. Nebraska is going to have a lot of guys back, a lot of people back. And like you say, if the offense stays healthy, I think that's the big thing now that we've learned about Zach Lee's injury. He looked like a totally different quarterback, I thought, in the bowl game. He played with confidence. He took off and ran when he needed to. He was decisive with his throws. He was pretty accurate for the most part, and that's something we hadn't seen, you know, unless he was playing a Sun Belt conference team.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if he continues to improve that way, and if he gets pushed by guys like Cody Green and people like that, who knows? Like you say, the sky's the limits next year.
So we'll see what happens with the Huskers. It was good that we had that game because I must say there were a couple of – we had 15 bowl games since we last spoke on the Doug and Daddy show. 5 on Thursday. 5 on Friday, 5 on Saturday, and then the NFL sorted itself out. But, oh, my God, the stench. Thank God it was erased yesterday at Dallas Cowboys Stadium because of the stench left by the Mississippi-Oklahoma State Cotton Bowl. Right now, I say that is the worst bowl game that has been played to date. And 25 of the 29, or excuse me, what is it, 34. So we got 30 of the 34 are in the books. I say that was the worst football game. It looked like they just rolled the ball out for the first day of spring practice and said, let's scrimmage, guys.
I hate to keep agreeing with you, but it's true. That was the worst excuse for a football game I've seen all year, and that includes the international. Such classics as the International Bowl, the PapaJohns.com Bowl, the Tax Masters IRS Will Pursue Your Unpaid Taxes Bowl. You know, it was pitiful. It looked like they hadn't played football for 3 or 4 years. And, you know, Mississippi, I don't know if you've watched them. They've been like that all year. Everybody thought they were going to be great. And they go 9-4 in the SEC, which, congratulations, means you get to play in a horrible Cotton Bowl against a below-average Oklahoma State team. But, yeah, good grief.
Arkansas and East Carolina.
Find a kicker, please.
Horrible. Arkansas, East Carolina gave them the game.
Oh, yeah. 1 of 5
turnover, field goals. Turnover, missed all the field goals. I mean, and it was just bad. South Carolina, I was not surprised that they got blasted.
And good for UConn to win a bowl game with the year they've had and some of the close losses they've had. That was nice to see them kind of come out and dominate for the most part.
Yeah, they got good people. And yeah. I guess the one thing is, unfortunately, through the death of Jasper Howard, you found out more about how good Randy Etzel is and the players and the coaches at the University of Connecticut.
Got Tony from Ansley who wants to jump in on the bowl talk here, guys.
Tony on the Doug and Daddy hotline. Good morning, Tony. Our first caller of 2010.
Woo-hoo!
All right. Tony, what's up, man? You know you win nothing for that, right?
Oh, yeah, I figured.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. Hold on. That's not right. Tony, hold the thought. Derek, didn't we just get some stuff from some $20 gift certificates here
from the
Ramada?
From the Ramada. Well,
give me one of those.
Let me see that.
Hold on.
Read that.
Hold on. Let me see. Tony, for being the first caller of 2010, you are winning a $20 gift card to Bourbon Street Bistro inside the Kearney Ramada here in Kearney. How about that? Will that work for you? Did we lose Tony?
Tony?
Come on. I was trying to get, you know, here's what I'm going to say. Tony, call back. I'm crossing my fingers he was in bad cell reception because I've been to Ansley.
I have been to Ansley.
And if you're driving to those hills, who knows?
You got to be hanging out the car window.
But if Tony doesn't come back, see my first in 2010, I'm just as nice as I was in 2009.
Maybe better. Kind of like the Huskers. Maybe about the same guy, but maybe a better record.
Tony, call back. Come on, Tony.
We got all excited.
I want to give you this gift card to be the first caller.
I'm going to feel terrible if I have to take this gift card home with me.
And I'm going to tell you what, whoever calls second, no, you're not first caller now. Tony was.
Yeah, and I know what Tony sounds like, so don't try to impersonate him.
Do you know what he wanted to talk about, or you just said, hey, it's Tony?
He just said, hey, I got some bowl talk for you guys, is all he said.
Maybe he wanted Ansley to get into a bowl game. They probably would have shown up better in the Cotton Bowl than any of those two teams.
Tony from Ansley.
Come on, Tony.
I guess we should have let him talk first.
Maybe. We got a little excited. You got a little excited.
Well, I wanted Tony to be cool, and I wanted to give him the $20 gift card.
Wait a minute. Breaking news. Tony's back.
Breaking news.
Tony, are you in cell hell?
What's that?
Are you in cell hell?
Yep.
Okay. Now, I don't want to lose you, so tell me what you want to talk about, then we're going to get you this gift card.
It's amazing, but I never thought I'd see a game like that Iowa State-Nebraska game, but then I saw that Oklahoma State game in the bowl game, and God, that reminded me of the same thing.
It was not pretty, but then Iowa State won a bowl game, Tony. What'd you think about that, beating Minnesota?
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Hey, Tony, I want you to hold on the line. Derek's going to get your address, and we got a gift for you, so hold on the line. Thanks for calling.
All right.
You bet, Tony, our first caller from 2010, from Ansley.
From Ansley.
The Warrior.
Who knew?
Warrior. Also probably a fan of the Warriorettes.
Probably. I am the Warrior.
See, I like schools somewhat. It's confusing, but it looks neat on the uniform, where most of them are generic. You can't differentiate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a Whippet's a Whippet.
Yeah.
You're a Lady Whippet.
Yeah,
you're a Blue Jay, you're a Lady
you're
Blue
a Blue Jay.
Jay,
yeah.
You're a Chanticleer, you're a Lady Chant, which was one of the first ladies I remember ever being called.
Well,
another trailblazing.
Or has always been a trend-setting place.
But Minutemen, Minutemaids. Axtell every once in a while, still the old school, call them the Wild Kittens.
Still on the gym there in the wall, they got the big sign.
Yeah, you might want to paint over that.
Yeah, not good. Yeah.
Wild Kittens.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think the girls want to be called Wild Kittens.
It's kind of like the Benson Bunnies, it's not real intimidating.
Now maybe the Dance Squad, that'd be a different name.
There you go.
You could
put like a Z on the end of Kittens, Wild Kittens. There you go.
Like
Yeah.
Are there other ones around here I'm missing? Minutemaids.
I'm trying to think. Columbus Lakeview, not around here, but the Vikings and the Vikings. So.
Yeah.
There you go.
Northwest doesn't do that. They're the Vikings and the Lady Vikings.
That's how it should be.
So, 888-455-ESPN. Just talking about some of the college football bowl games. Anything else that jumped out at you? I mean, Missouri.
They're pitiful.
They should have lost last year to Northwestern,
yeah.
And Northwestern should have beat Auburn.
Speaking of Northwestern.
And congratulations to Navy. I don't know anybody that was really rooting for Missouri.
Well,
even I had a hard time rooting for Missouri, and not because I dislike Missouri, and I always root for the Big 12. It was just cool to see Navy win.
I just dislike Missouri, so I was happy to see Navy win. And they're tough to prepare for with the triple option. They're a good team. You look at their record the last few years. They've got two wins over Notre Dame after losing to them for 40-some-odd years in a row, which, whoop-de-doo, you beat Notre Dame 2 years in a row, but... You know, they're a good team. They've been good for a while now. It's no surprise to see them beat a team like Missouri, who doesn't like to play a ton of defense in the first place, and they go up against an offense like that, they're going to struggle. And like you said, Northwestern, how about that game? As bad as the Cotton Bowl was, how good was that freaking game between Northwestern and Auburn?
It's like Auburn. How many times did they start celebrating?
Three.
And then the officials went, hang on. Then you rough the kicker.
Then you injure the kicker.
Oh, God.
And you got to bring the backup out, and everybody in the world knows you're going to run a fake, and then you still run a fake. My gosh, it was brutal.
What else you got there, buddy? Well, I was going to bring this up. It just shows you that everybody's dancing on tables 3 weeks into the season, 4 weeks into the season, and this can kind of transfer us into the NFL. Case Keenum and Houston.
Oof.
That was the game that was the first of the 15 that was being played, and we knew it was going to happen when we left the air on Thursday's show because Air Force was already up 21-3.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting matchup. You had the nation's passing leader against the number one pass defense in the country.
Yeah.
But Houston, they beat Okie State, and everybody thought they could win the national title. They could be the BCS favorite, and in the end it wouldn't have mattered because TCU, Cincinnati, and Boise State, none of them played for the national title anyway.
Yeah, beat Oklahoma State, beat Texas Tech. Nebraska couldn't beat Texas Tech. Houston sure did, and man, this is that's how bad it was. I can't even speak.
Virginia Tech also a winner.
Yeah,
not surprised.
No,
I'm just saying, another
there.
Husker opponent that won. Iowa State won.
Wins. Texas Tech wins.
Yeah, teams that beat us won their bowls games, right?
Yeah,
Texas is the only one left to go.
Let's go.
Are you going to root for the Longhorns? Are you? How do you set on that whole fence? Not just this national championship, but say Colorado is playing for the national title.
You know,
does it matter?
As much as I like to say "Saw 'em off" when it comes to the Horns, I really don't like Nick Saban. I think he's kind of a slime bag. You know, he's a kind of shady character. I'll probably root for Texas because again, it makes Nebraska look better. It makes the Big 12 look better, but. When it comes to this game, it's two teams I really don't care a lot about, so, you know, go have your fun, whatever.
Yeah, I'll be rooting for Texas. And one final thought, Pac-10, big stinker. And just if you've been around it and you've looked at betting lines and you've looked at trends long enough, by the time the Rose Bowl rolled around, everybody that was sitting there watching it was going, you know what? And everybody on ESPN picked them except Chris Fowler, who never makes a pick. He finally stepped up and he said, you know what, guys? I got a sneaking suspicion, and that's one of those where everybody loved Oregon.
Including me.
And Ohio State, a steady, perennial power, always there with double-digit wins, took care of business in that football.
Finally took care of business in a big game. Quarterback with a bum knee out there running around has one of his best days of his career, maybe because he's actually forced to sit in the pocket and throw downfield a little bit and make some reads.
And I was going to say, Ohio State, I mean, to put that kind of points up, they didn't score a lot this year. So there we go. That's what's going on. And tonight it is Boise State and TCU. I said it before the bowl game started. This is the one I'm looking forward to. I hope Boise State kicks TCU's ass. I think they are the best of the non-big schools. Everybody's Cincinnati technically is a BCS school out of the Big East. That's not even technically. They are. But they are still viewed the same way.
Small school.
If they don't win that conference, they can't get into the BCS.
Exactly.
They're not going to be an at-large.
Yeah.
So, TCU, I think Boise State got the biggest rip job of the entire season. Again, I still don't understand. And if you're listening, if you're a fan, you're listening, go to the school's websites, go to ESPN, whatever, look at each school, look at their schedule, and tell me where was the big deserve of Boise State dropping behind both TCU and Cincinnati? Cincinnati winning the Big East, I see that a little bit. But they didn't exactly kill everybody. They just won every game, like Boise State did.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the year, we were told if Boise State beats Oregon, they will run the table, most likely, and they did, and then they will be the top non-BCS school. Didn't happen that way. TCU's big win. Okay, they beat BYU. Killed them. Mm-hmm. Well, did BYU turn out to be anything? They beat a not good Oklahoma team. That was their big marquee win.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at this and you go, they beat Clemson 14-10.
Yeah.
Boise State, I hope, takes care of business tonight.
You know, and I like the matchup, too. I'm with you. I want to see the game. I want to see these two teams play. It stinks that they're playing each other. I would have loved to see TCU go shut down Iowa and beat them about 38-0, because you all know Iowa's defense, offense stinks. I would like to see Boise State go up against a team like Florida, go up against a team like Georgia Tech. You know, God forbid we have more than one unbeaten, because then the BCS doesn't work. Oh, wait a minute. It already doesn't work. So, you know, it'll be a fun matchup. I'm looking forward to it like you, but I kind of wish it wouldn't have happened.
Now, there are only, I believe, three bowl games left on our Bruce Furniture Pigskin Pick'em. There's four total. Oh, did he throw in the International Bowl? Because he's a moron. That guy that...
oh, Canada. Central Michigan Troy game, right?
And that'll probably break.
Dan Lefebvre.
Okay, so there's four to go. We are going to tell you how our four finalists in the Bruce Furniture Pigskin Pick'em are stacking up, because even they don't know,
mm-hmm.
unless they're all buddies and they're all from four different towns along the viewing or along the listening area here, so I don't think that they know how each other's doing. We're going to see who's in the lead coming down the home stretch.
I'm very excited.
And if anybody's uncatchable in this. Plus, we're going to talk about, the Giants were 5-0, the Broncos were 6-0, and they're both home today. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the point spreads for the wild card games, see if you can guess those during the break, and let's have a little fun. Let's give away some tickets to the Harlem Globetrotters
yes.
tomorrow night. What we're going to do is I'm going to give away two pairs of tickets. So that's a pair, that's two.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to give away another pair, both during this break. There used to be a semi-professional basketball team at the Vero Events Center.
You're darn right
there was. That's where the Harlem Globetrotters are going to play tomorrow night at 7 mm-hmm. o'clock. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. What was the name of that semi-professional basketball team that played at the Vero Events Center? We'll give you a pair of tickets back after this.
Here it comes again, 33 years of the amazing Camper and Boat Show, all under the roof at Grand Island's Fauner Park and Harlan Expo Center. When? Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, January 8, 9, and 10. You'll see all new campers, boats, and this year for the first time, pickups. The area's leading RV dealers, Eagle Crest, Rich & Sons, Dykeman's Camper Place, welcome all to one of Nebraska's premier shows, the huge RV Boat and Pickup Expo, Fauner Park, Grand Island, January 8, 9, and 10.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Arma Coatings Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Arma Coatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Arma Coatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
AgWest Commodities has developed one of the best ag information websites you will find. It's packed with unique features to help today's producers make those critical decisions. Check it out at GoAgWest.com with price quotes on more than 50 commodities and CRB news with to-the-minute posts on current market conditions. You'll find it all at GoAgWest.com.
You gotta GoAgWest.com. GoAgWest.
RV owners know there are only two seasons, RV season and wishing for RV season. And Rich & Sons has a cure for the wishing at the RV Expo Show at the Harlan Events Center, Grand Island. 3 days of the latest designs and models. 3 days of rebates, discounts, and blowouts. 3 days when you can say yes to an RV or camper from Rich & Sons and save even more than ever. Noon to 8, January 8th and 9th. Noon to 5, January 10th. Harlan Events Center, Grand Island. Come see Rich & Sons.
Here's a look at our Monday's forecast, calling for mainly cloudy skies, slight chance for light snow flurries early on. We'll have a high right around that 19-degree mark. For tonight, mostly cloudy, overnight low near 1 degree, and then for our Tuesday, high near 20 degrees. Currently, 18 degrees. ¶¶
Chris Fasnet of the Kearney Hub, fill it in today.
My New Year's resolution is to be king of all media in the Tri-Cities.
Well, you keep, you know, I must admit, and I tell you, I've told you guys this, and we use Kearney Hub, Hastings Trib, Lincoln Journal Star, Omaha World Herald, Grand Island Independent, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we make fun and jest, and sometimes we talk about the things that are in the paper, and sometimes you'll talk about, very rarely, things that are said on the radio. But you've got a few articles that we'll touch on here, kind of looking back at the year and review, and we may get to that tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, because I just don't think we're going to have a whole lot of time. We'll grab the calendar out and look at a few of those things. But there are a couple of things coming down here that we want to tell folks about. The Nebraska football team's appearance in the Big 12 championship game. Well, that's a $250,000 in Bo Pelini's pocket.
Nice.
$150,000 for taking his team to the conference title game. $100,000 for going to a bowl.
Wow.
He makes more than $2 million this year.
Tough break there.
Any bowl.
I could use that kind of cash.
I think he makes more if they go. If they'd have won that, I think he gets more if they went to the Fiesta Bowl.
Yeah, probably.
Unbelievable, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he was not mad. And he would need that money if he is going to go to the first Dallas Cowboy playoff game in the new stadium in Arlington.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets as high as $500.
Hey.
The team's website says individual tickets for Saturday night's game against Philadelphia range from $85 to $500.
You'll pay $30 or $40 for parking, buy your $85 ticket and your $15 beer, and just have yourself a grand old time.
$50 parking if you want to be close.
Well, you know.
And by close, I mean
within the same area code.
Yeah, it's pretty pathetic.
Yeah, not good.
The spreads are out in three of the four games. This is the first time this has happened. Three of the four games are direct rematches of yesterday's games.
Really?
Three of the four. And Baltimore, New England played earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see how smart you are compared to Daddy. This is probably your only chance not to be smarter, but here we
probably.
Go. Probably. Okay, we'll start with New England and Baltimore. What do you think?
Where's it at? New England?
Baltimore at New England.
At New England. I'm going to say New England by Brady's little dinged up. I'll go 4.
Oh, that is so good. There's the Las Vegas sports consultants. They throw out a number they think it should open at.
Mm-hmm.
They threw out 6.5.
Ooh.
It's immediately 4 and 3.5. So ding, ding, winner
there
for
you.
Green Bay at Arizona. This is one of the rematches. This will be the final game on Sunday. Yesterday, Green Bay, somewhat something to play for, beat Arizona 33-7.
Throttled them. Arizona didn't play the starters. You got to think they didn't have the full game plan in.
Green Bay at Arizona.
At Arizona, I'll say Green Bay by a touchdown, 7 points.
Oh, horribly wrong.
Oh, no.
Arizona's favored by a field goal.
Really?
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah, not good.
Let's go to Saturday's games. Last night, the Jets win 37-0 in an exhibition game over Cincinnati. The Jets at Cincinnati this time. First game Saturday, 3:30 here on ESPN.
Cincinnati actually gives a crap in this one. I'll say Bengals by 4.
Opened at 4, currently at 3.
There you go.
So you're 2 right on. 2 right on and 1 with.
Kind of like my golf game.
Philadelphia at Dallas. Dallas winning at home yesterday, 24-0. First shutout of the Eagles in 68
Dominated
games.
Dominated that game.
And I think both teams played their full
I think they
capability.
Did.
Philadelphia at Dallas.
You got to like Dallas in that one. And the way they played yesterday, I'll say Dallas by 6.5.
4.
I should have said 4 again.
You're close.
Yeah.
So right now as it stands... I'll pick one. Las Vegas Hilton. All four games are 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
3, 3.5, and 4. All predicted to be within that one score. And I think we're in a point now that didn't always used to be the case. There used to be bigger favorites in the first round of the playoffs. Someone would sneak in. give me your thoughts right away. We know the point spreads. Would you take all the favorites, or are you taking any of the underdogs? You thought Green Bay should be favorites, so by your thinking there, are you going to go Green Bay, the only road team to win?
I think so. I like the way Green Bay's played the last half of the season. They had some problems with their offensive line early on with Aaron Rodgers just getting drilled about every other play. But, man, I really like the way they've looked the last few weeks. And you look at Arizona, they either play great or they play like an 0-16 team. You know, it's tough to tell. If Arizona doesn't turn the ball over, which they are wont to do, I guess, they'll be in the game. They made the run last year, so they know how to do it. But I just really like how Green Bay's playing. Yeah, I like the home teams other than that for the most part. I think that's huge in the playoffs.
Way too early in the week to make Super Bowl predictions. But 3 weeks ago, or whenever Tony asked me about it, I said, watch out for Dallas and Baltimore.
Yeah.
And Dallas is the NFC team that's the hottest right now. They've won 3 in a row. That doesn't make you, you know, on fire. But Let's face
the way they've been in December.
We are at a point, and I think they're going to make way too much of this week, and they're already doing it. The Colts lost their last two, and the Saints lost their last three after both being 13-0. We saw it happen. It first started happening when Jacksonville beat Denver about a decade ago, when they were a new team in the league. Denver had nothing to play for the last month. They came in flat. Jacksonville had won the wild card game, and they come in and pulled the upset and went to the AFC Championship. Do you see Indianapolis or New Orleans, either one, having that kind of problem?
If I had to pick one, I would pick New Orleans because they've been in close games all year long. They were 13-0. They were winning a lot of games late, getting a lot of late drives from Drew Brees in the offense. And it finally caught up to them these last 3 weeks of the season. You kind of kept waiting for the other shoe to drop, and sure enough, it did. Once they got to 13-0, maybe they started relaxing a little bit, thinking, hey, we got to get ready for the playoffs, and now they have zero momentum. They have negative momentum, if that's such a thing, but if it's going to happen to any of those teams, I see it happen to New Orleans. I think Peyton Manning's too good to let that happen to the Colts.
We've got a whole bunch of college football emails here. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com on this day that the entire Buffalo Bills coaching staff has been fired.
Yay!
Also, Jim Zorn out first thing this morning at Washington. Brad says, Doug, you know that TCU is the better team. Look at the teams played and stats. So I got one thing to say. Go Horned Frogs.
That doesn't exactly roll off the tongue, does it?
Yeah, but it's fun to say Horned Frogs.
Horned Frogs.
I think Brad just wanted to hear me say Horn.
Horn.
El Conquistador, who likes to call me Dave, says, how about the Sugar Bowl postgame? I'm still sick. This all had to do with Urban Meyer and Tim Tebow and the love fest that was.
We were actually down at work at the
Hub.
Everything
but one shining moment, I believe.
There you go. I was actually down at the Hub that night with my good friend and colleague Seth Blank, and we started counting the number of times that the announcers said Tim Tebow, his first and last name. And Seth was up to about 15 in the third quarter before they finally quit counting, and that was just in about the first half of the third quarter.
The play-by-play announcer was Tom Brenneman.
Ah, thank you.
And last year... And this is still a soundbite on the Jim Rome show, if you listen here on ESPN from 3 to 6 in the afternoon. Because Brenneman said something, this is not direct, but something to the effect of, if anybody spends more than 5 minutes around this man, you'll just understand how great he human being he is, and blah, blah, blah. And so they make fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tom Brenneman pretty much defended his stance again during the Sugar Bowl saying that. So
yeah, brutal.
There you go. Let's go to Mark in Minden, who says, why did it take Sean Watson all season to call the right plays for the personnel that we had? Mark, L, typical Husker fan.
Yep.
I can't play all of the just knowledge that we have had on the show here the last 4 months. I can't play it all, so in a concise moment here for Mark, were you listening to what I said, Mark? health, and a whole month to prepare.
Yeah, that makes a difference.
And they're a much better football team at the end of the year.
Exactly.
Sean Watson was never a moron, although we all like to think that, and he's not a genius today, okay?
Yeah.
All right, which leads me to Ken, who says, I just want to send out a heartfelt wish for a great new year to H-Man and Big Daddy, your pal Zach Lee.
Thanks, Zach, for that email.
Let's take a break. We're back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
This is Sam Waterston, and I've called in because I'm concerned about what I'm seeing in our national parks. When we think about our national parks, we have images of cannons on the battlefield at Gettysburg, grizzly bears at Glacier, or the soaring face of Half Dome at Yosemite. And we remember again the visits we've made with family and friends. We don't think of potholes, crumbling historic sites, dusty and neglected artifacts, and school children being turned away from educational programs because there are too few rangers. Yet this is what's happening, because our national parks don't have the federal funding they need. The 100th anniversary of our national parks is less than 8 years away. Let's return our national parks to their full splendor. Join me and help protect our national parks and historic landmarks for our children and grandchildren. Thank you for your concern.
Visit the National Parks Conservation Association website at npca.org/radio or call 1-800-NAT-PARK.
Smart people make smart choices. You should make the choice to take the next step in your education at Central Community College.
The spring semester starts January 11th. Click the Spring Classes button at ccceneb.edu to check out the online class schedule for the Columbus, Grand Island, and Hastings campuses, learning centers throughout Central Nebraska, or for online courses. ccceneb.edu.
Call 877-222-0780 or log on to ccceneb.edu. Smart people, smart choices. Central Community College.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
Here's a look at our Monday's forecast, calling for mainly cloudy skies, slight chance for light snow flurries early on. We'll have a high right around that 19-degree mark. For tonight, mostly cloudy, overnight low near 1 degree, and then for our Tuesday, high near 20 degrees. Currently, 18 degrees.
Get, 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 get. Boom, 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 gotta 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 get, get. Boom, 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 that boom, 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 that boom. You can get that bass on below. I got that rock and roll, that future flow, that digital spit, next level visual. I got that boom, out of beat bang.
Cooking Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Chris Basnett from the Kearney Hub, filling in for the big man today. No, not Santa, Big Daddy. That's
yeah.
He's in today. Just getting back for a moment to the National Football League yesterday. It was fun to watch it. It was fun to be around a bunch of guys. There was a lot of fantasy that might have been winding up yesterday. There are a lot of suicide pools, pick fives, a lot of things that wrapped up yesterday where everything's up for grabs yesterday. And to watch the games and to hear the reaction of, how come they're not playing their starters? I thought they weren't going to play their starter. What's going on? You know, and all that kind of stuff yesterday. And it just shows you, it was sick. San Diego comes out 13-0. They take out Phillip Rivers. They didn't even really take out everybody. Here's where I kind of got in a quandary. So, LaDainian Tomlinson, Derek Sproles, Tolbert. I mean, you're going to have to play one of them.
Play one of them.
So, you're still going to have some good players out there. There's not enough guys on the roster where you're playing fourth-string guys.
Yeah.
Unless you're Indianapolis and play that quarterback that they have. But, I mean, it just shows you Washington's horrible, yet they had that game won and Philly come back in, San Diego come back and won it.
Yeah.
Houston, where did they come from? That game was over. We turned it. New England had that one, and Houston come back and won it yesterday. Miami had a chance to beat Pittsburgh.
That was a fun game to watch. I
didn't get the job done. So there were very few games that came down to the wire. And the one that we talked about a little bit last week, Tennessee favored by 6 at Seattle. I think the website said like 95% of the money was bet on Tennessee.
Really?
17-13 Tennessee. Why do you think Vegas has lights, people?
Yeah, really.
Indoor plumbing.
Yeah.
Things that go bling bling. Hundreds and thousands of rooms.
Vegas always wins.
That was a home run hitter right there yesterday for the New York Jets. But then again, some of the big ones that people thought were going to win, like the Chicago Bears, they came through in cover. There was three or four more like that that took care of business yesterday.
I like to keep a little stress on myself on the fantasy football side by making sure I'm eliminated about halfway through the season, even though I have an awesome team. I've decided I hate fantasy football. I may never play it again. So if you guys are looking to get some easy money, get in a league with me.
Three leagues where we had weekly scoring. I was in. Mm-hmm. One was a touchdown only that I was in with Tony. I said I didn't want the number one pick. I got the number one pick. Again, this is touchdown only. You get more points for the longer the touchdown is.
Okay.
I took Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Brees was the second pick. Guess what?
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers scored the most points in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And he was picked like in the second round by somebody.
Yeah, it's
and even that somebody isn't going to win the league.
Yeah.
So it's amazing how things went out there, and I finished like last in that league. But one, the only league that I made the playoffs in, and I still went 6-7 in head-to-head competition and went 1-1 in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
They said today Matt Schaub had the most passing yards in the National Football League and Andre Johnson had the most receiving yards. I had both those guys.
Yeah.
I had Ryan Grant, Marcus Colston.
Loaded.
One other great running back. Brett Favre was my backup.
You're like the 85 Bears.
And I couldn't. I still. It's like, yeah, because you suck as a coach. Well, I had so much talent. That was the problem. I had too much talent.
I had a league. Drew Brees was my quarterback. I had Thomas Jones, Joseph Addai as my running backs. I had, who did I have as my defense? I had a great defense.
Thomas Jones was also on that team I had.
I lose two games by like less than a point. I score the second most points in the league 1 week and get beat. I score the third most points in the league twice and get, I finished like 10th in the 12-team league. I've got the fifth most points scored. The other league I'm in, I finished 8th in a 10-team league. I got the third most points scored.
You know what I just realized?
What's that?
It's like telling somebody about that great golf shot
you
had. Or
no one cares.
No one cares.
No one cares.
Let's move on to the Bruce Furniture.
Like poker bad beat story.
Oh, yeah.
No one cares.
And then the 2-3 came on the turning river, and he stayed in on
ace-4.
It was unbelievable. Here we go. Bruce Furniture, Pigskin Pick'em. The winner gets 2 Lazy Boy recliners.
Nice.
From Bruce Furniture. They've all the folks that qualified throughout the year received the gift card, and we had 4 people that defeated us. So let me see all the papers, Derek. I'm not letting you do anything.
Shuffle the papers.
You did the hard work today. You sit back. You take it easy. You answer a phone, or you look at an email.
I'm not going to do anything.
Just stand there and look handsome.
Well, you know, like, so your 2010 resolution was not to pick up your game.
I was going to get Derek some handsome cream for Christmas, but I see he's already stocked up. So
we have the following folks that are in. Wes from Amherst. We have Jim from Loomis. We have Justin from Kearney. And we have
Chris from Lawrence.
Chris from Lawrence. We can already tell you that one of you putzes has been eliminated.
Oh, and I feel bad. I don't feel
and
bad.
And 3 are technically still in the running.
Mm-hmm.
Today's putz-o of the day.
Ba-ba-da-ba.
Jim from Loomis.
Jim. Really, Jim?
Beat it, nerd. You suck.
I've had enough.
11-11 right now.
Really?
11-11.
I'm pretty sure my fiance did better than that.
Okay, here's the deal. Because none of these guys know who did what. They know how they know how they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
To Justin, to Chris, and to Wes, we do have a leader.
We have a clear-cut leader.
We have a leader.
Yeah.
We have a leader. And it's not, there's no tie right now, and the tiebreakers are very close.
It's gonna.
I will tell you this, that for sure, tomorrow, one will be eliminated, and possibly the contest ends tomorrow. There is a lot riding on tonight's TCU-Boise State game. And the 3 have not all picked the same team. But, Jim, 11-11, congratulations. It doesn't matter that you picked TCU, Georgia Tech, Central Michigan, and Alabama because you suck.
You idiot.
11-11. And for the record, even I did better than 11-11.
Jim, you and I can sit somewhere, have a beer, and talk about how much we suck at fantasy football and picking bowl games.
And by the way, for the record, Jim was 7-11. He's on a 4-game winning streak.
Wow.
He's on a 4-game winning streak with Florida, South Florida, Mississippi, and Arkansas.
He's like that pro football team that comes down the stretch and plays every other football team's backups and gets it. He's like the Cleveland Browns. They saved Mangini's job. They went 4 out of 5 in the year. Congratulations, he's still a horrible football team. Good luck next year.
Oh. Jim, thanks. Thanks for participating. We'll go ahead and keep your sheet though, just in case you finish above 500.
We're gonna throw darts at him.
So that leaves it down to Wes, Chris, and Justin. For the record, if it comes down to the national championship game, all 3 have picked Texas. But Chris has picked Texas 23-21. Wes has picked Texas 27-17.
Mm.
Justin picked Texas 27-20. So if I look at this correctly, Derek,
let's break it down.
If Alabama wins the game, does that mean that Chris would win the tiebreaker since he has the closest?
I think so, right?
I think that means you and I get the recliners.
That would be correct.
But here's the deal. I think it'll be over before we get to the national championship game. But it might come down. It might. If it's not, it might come down to the tiebreaker. So we can tell you that two of the next three games will have the impact here. So good luck, Justin. Good luck, Wes. Good luck, Chris. One of you is going to be out tomorrow.
And happy trails, Jim.
And again,
happy
we're not
trails.
Telling you how many you won because you all know how many you won. So if we told you who the leader was, then you'd know where you're at.
Exactly.
Ha-ha.
Where's the fun in that?
There you go.
It's we got
no
all
fun.
The power.
We'll take a break. Back with more after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
This is Sam Waterston, and I've called in because I'm concerned about what I'm seeing in our national parks. When we think about our national parks, we have images of cannons on the battlefield at Gettysburg, grizzly bears at Glacier, or the soaring face of Half Dome at Yosemite. And we remember again the visits we've made with family and friends. We don't think of potholes, crumbling historic sites, dusty and neglected artifacts, and school children being turned away from educational programs because there are too few rangers. Yet this is what's happening, because our national parks don't have the federal funding they need. The 100th anniversary of our national parks is less than 8 years away. Let's return our national parks to their full splendor. Join me and help protect our national parks and historic landmarks for our children and grandchildren. Thank you for your concern.
Visit the National Parks Conservation Association website at npca.org/radio or call 1-800-NAT-PARK.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Midwest Truck and Trailer Repair is hoping everyone has a safe and memorable new year. Please drive carefully and defensively, and remember to find a sober driver if you've been drinking. Happy New Year! From Midwest Truck and Trailer Repair Service at 310 Cottonwood Road, near the Frito-Lay plant in Gothenburg. CHS Agri Service Center is thrilled to wish a Happy New Year to everyone we know and even those we don't. May a new year bring you happiness, hope, and everything you ask for. See you in 2010 from all of us here at CHS Agri Service Center in Holdridge, people and resources you can count on, always.
Here's a look at our Monday's forecast, calling for mainly cloudy skies, slight chance for light snow flurries early on. We'll have a high right around that 19-degree mark. For tonight, mostly cloudy, overnight low near 1 degree, and then for our Tuesday, high near 20 degrees. Currently 18 degrees.
Was anybody there for any of that Thursday?
No.
North Platte?
Wow, Buck went down there. Buck just checked it out.
Yes. Doug and Daddy Show, Chris Basnett joining us from the Kearney Hub. Glad to have you along with us. Jim no longer with us, I'm assuming.
Oh, Jimmy.
The hell with you guys!
No
recliners for Jim. That's too bad.
Hope he's got a comfy one now, Jim. You ain't getting any new ones.
Feel that, cousin of Conquistador.
Hey.
Can I ask you a question?
Please, fire
I know away. I know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
But how good is this Haley Mandelko?
She's pretty good. She's the real deal.
Congratulations to the Kearney girls. That's something that happened since we last talked. They won their third consecutive GNAC title, but they had to go double overtime to beat Lexington. And Haley Mandelko scored 38 points in 68-64. This is not a crap game.
This was a
good game.
According to Buck Mahoney, who was there, said it's one of the best games he saw in 2009. And Haley
Mahoney has a man crush on Lexington. Can I say that? He loves Lexington. Well, he likes covering Lexington.
Who doesn't like covering
Lexington? And then he gets to see a great game involving Lexington, except that they didn't win.
Yeah.
But it was a great game.
That aside, it was a great game, and Mandelko legitimately probably one of the top 10 players in the state, in my opinion.
And apparently in Norfolk, pretty good, too. Now,
real good.
The new rankings from the Omaha World Herald out today for A and B. Lexington girls are 8th in B, Kearney 9th, and Grand Island 7th, because Kearney's only loss is to Grand Island, even though Grand Island's lost to a couple of Lincoln.
And that was a game Kearney actually controlled a lot of the way. I covered that game.
So 7-9 on the boys' side. Norfolk, really good. They beat Kearney in the GNAC third in the state, unbeaten.
They're real
Stu Pospisil. And I'll get to another news story on Stu in a moment. Also, Adams Central, ranked in Class B on the boys' side, came in at number 10. They're unbeaten.
Unbeaten. Really kind of untested yet. Had played a lot of C1 teams, which they're kind of a C1
beat
B
Minden.
School. Did beat Minden.
I'll give them a check mark for that.
I think they're pretty good.
By the way, congratulations to Stuart J. Pospisil.
Yay.
A first-time father yesterday.
Yeah, that's right.
Twin little boys.
How about that? Two little Stews running around.
Oh, God.
One was enough. Now we got two
I think
more.
Adam and Kyle, I believe.
Adam and Kyle.
I believe so. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Kyle. Hey, what's up, Kyle?
If you're at home long enough, you're going to come across a South Park rerun, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Derek, you watch South Park?
Oh, yeah, I just watched Scott Tinerman Must Die the other day. It was an outstanding one when he sells Cartman his pubes. It's great.
Yeah, outstanding. That's family television at its finest, is what that is.
Let's move on to the
quickly
couple of lists. By the way, I made this up, I talked about last week the Grand Island. Did I miss your top 10 sports stories?
You did,
because I think it was over Christmas.
Yeah, right? It came out over the Christmas holiday.
I saw Buck said UNK football was number one, but even on the website, I never saw the rest of the 10 because I was gone.
Well, we want you to buy the paper.
We'll talk about that tomorrow. I was out of town at Christmas.
It's okay. That's fine. Hey, I'm not mad. I'm not mad.
Because let's face it, usually there's two or three things on there I got to throw you.
Well, I know. That's fine.
And we talked about the sports stories of the decade, Bob Hamer and the crew at Grand Island Independent did. And I said, you got to throw out all Husker stuff because number one is always Husker football.
Yeah.
But then if you go a little deeper down, they showed their state champions from their coverage area in the last decade.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go a little farther down from that. Still going. Then they put their female and male athletes of the decade.
That's right.
But you didn't graduate in the 2000s, so you're no longer on there, right?
What?
Were you the athlete of the decade or the year in 97 when you were fifth man on the state champion golf
team? Yeah, you know, you'd think I would make a list like that in my own mind.
We always like to say that is that your claim to fame, being the number five guy on the state championship
team? Pretty much that.
But they counted your score.
They counted my score, and to this day, still the highest winning state championship score in Class C state golf history.
And again, folks, that's not a good thing.
No, that's not good.
But it's a gold medal.
It's a gold medal. We got a trophy in the trophy case.
So there you go. 888-455-ESPN. We've made it through another show today. We gave away the Harlem Globetrotter tickets to two or three people, I think. Nebraska Cranes, of course, was the answer. I think we forgot to tell everybody who the winners are. Do you have that list, Derek?
Yeah, I do. Don from Ashton, Mike from Grand Island, and Jonathan. I can't remember where he was from.
Wahoo!
Wahoo, that's right.
How do you forget Wahoo?
I know.
The home office.
Wahoo!
All winners are two tickets, though, to tomorrow's show.
It's so great. It is so great. A couple of other things to clean up what we've got going on in the world of sports. As we said, the Redskins, you've heard about it this morning, firing Jim Zorn within the last hour. The entire Buffalo Bills staff has apparently...
Derek Stinson, an early favorite to be the new head coach of Buffalo Bills.
Good Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Bassett, special teams coordinator.
I'd last a couple of games.
I should root for both of those things.
Fire me.
Nebraska, the new AP women's poll will be coming out. The men's just came out. No major changes at the top. The women will play at Vermont tonight.
The Catamounts.
Oh, that's a great nickname.
Love it.
A great nickname. They got a lot of syrup up there, too.
Oh, yeah. It's
very
good
basketball team. 17 RPI, which is used a lot in seeding for the NCAA tournament. Nebraska has already broken the school record for wins to start the season. They go for number 13 tonight. The Catamounts 11-2. Tip-off is at 6 o'clock this evening. The Nebraska man, oh boy.
Nebraska ball.
74-60 over Maryland Eastern Shore.
We're a great mid-major team. Greatest show on Birch.
Tomorrow night, folks. Tomorrow night, the final non-conference game of the season. As the backwards Cajuns of southeastern Louisiana come in for that 7 o'clock tilt. Can't be good. UNK men thump Doan. UNK women fall to Drury. They fell behind 22-5. Then it was an even game. They're down 17. They lose by 19, 85-66. The women will host York Wednesday. The men and women are then hosting Western State and Mesa State next weekend.
Conference play starts.
Men's basketball at Hastings. Wade Vaughn still kicking butt. 30 points as they roll Southwestern 90-56. And the second-ranked Hastings women, an 81-50 win over Dakota State. Lindsay Ducey, 21 points, 10 rebounds. She's good.
She's real good.
She's good.
Yeah.
Husker wrestling, a pair of wins yesterday over Dakota State and North Carolina State. And now the Cliff Key National Duels are coming up this week. And Mark Bauer, UNK, goes there as well. They had six individuals placed in the top five at the Dana Open in Blair on Saturday. So we'll be talking about that. Also, Mark Bauer joins us Wednesday for our Loper Link segment. We're going to run down some Hastings wrestling as well because they're hosting their Open this weekend. and a lot of other things going on. Joe DeMaio wraps up the season with us on Thursday. We're going to put a wrap on the Husker football season as well sometime this week. I'm going to try and organize the roundtable again with the boys that are there every single day, and we'll let you know when that's coming up. And the Tri-City Storm 1 and 2 over the weekend, and all I can say is, Skip, you lied. He thought it was going to be a big weekend for the Storm, and they scored goals, but they gave up goals.
Yeah, they gave up a few too many in there, but it's kind of, they're all close games. I mean, they're not getting blown out or
4-2,
anything. 4-2, like
4-3, 4-2, right?
Yeah, 4-2, 4-3, 4-2, correct.
So the Storm is home Friday and Sunday at 5:05, kind of a weird start time on Sunday, and then they are on the road on Saturday. So there you go. One more email?
One more email.
Is it worth reading?
It is. It looks pretty good.
Okay, Joe from Kearney says, hey, guys, I think the Huskers are going to be great next year. Our offensive line should be great next year, which seemed to be a big problem this year. I see us losing one game, whether it's in the regular season, the Big 12 title game, or the bowl game / national title game.
Oh, boy.
I am not sure, but I think the Huskers are in for an outstanding 2010 season. For the record, I say we win the Big 12 and go to a BCS game. Go Huskers, Joe in Kearney.
I think we need a cold washcloth.
Yeah, he still hasn't settled down off the Holiday Bowl, has he?
No.
He hasn't. Joe, I love the optimism, and I hope you're right.
Long ways to go before we get to that.
It can happen. There's always one team that makes that run that's not used to making
it. We got to worry about beating Iowa State before we go to a BCS Bowl.
I would give us a minute chance. I'm going to be interested to see later this month when the bowls are done. They always post next year's odds to win the BCS. I want to see where Nebraska is. They were 100-1 in most places last year. I see that being all the way down to about 25-1. Virginia Tech, for reference, was a top 10 team, and they were 25-1 to win the national title.
Yeah.
So we'll see where Nebraska is. It would amaze me. I don't think there's any way they can run the table.
No way.
They could lose to a Kansas, all right?
Very easily.
So there you go. Chris Basnett, you coming back tomorrow?
Let's do it again, buddy.
Damn it. Baz is going to join us on the show again tomorrow, Chris Basnett from the Kearney Hub, as we talk more sports. Always love to hear from you. Maybe we'll talk about his columns. Because what's coming up in the Hub today?
Looking back, best of 2009, it's the games we wished we could have seen.
Oh, it's the last couple. See, the music ran out. I don't care. We've already had best individual performances and upsets
of the year.
Last year.
Today, games we wish we could have seen. Tuesday, best games of the year.
We will take a break and be back with the... Well, this was the best show of the year.
I think so.
High five.
High five.
See you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.